You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 9 and verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. Every man is looking for gladness and joy. People turn to different things in order to be glad and find joy. But we are designed and created to find gladness in God and our joy in the Lord. The scripture says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Now, when you look at this passage, the psalmist is saying, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. It is in the Lord that we are to find true gladness and joy. I was sharing with someone recently that the worst kind of person to marry is a person that is looking for someone to make him or her happy. That means this person alone as a person is not happy, but the person is constantly on the lookout for somebody to make him or her happy. That's like the kind of worst person to marry, because this person will go into marriage with an expectation that you must make him or her happy. God didn't design marriage as a place where people find happiness. Marriage is for two people who have found their happiness in the Lord, who are glad in the Lord. That is why many people become depressed and frustrated in marriage when their spouse do not meet their expectations, because they have set their heart that spouse is going to be the person that will make them happy. But because the spouse is now behaving on the contrary, there is no shock absorber. There is nothing else to turn to. If you tell them you should rejoice in the Lord, they don't know how, because the only way they know how to be glad and rejoice is if their spouse is treating them right. It's a frustrating life to live a life where you are expecting somebody else to make you glad and happy. It's a very frustrating life. God did not design your life to be like that. For some other people, in order to be glad and be joyful, they've turned to drugs. Some people will turn to football or sport. You see, all these things, people are doing it because they are looking for gladness. So, you see, if you have a favorite sport and your team or your player wins, you are happy, you are excited, you can go the whole day joyful. But if they lose, you are sad, and it can affect your relationship with other people. That's why you will see the danger of sport. You see, what the enemy has done is to create several alternatives to God, because we were designed to only find gladness and rejoicing in the Lord. In fact, people will think that something is wrong with you if they can't see anything within your environment that is giving you joy. They don't understand that there is a joy that comes from the inside that supersedes all the joy or whatever makes them happy in this world. There is a joy on the inside that supersedes all of that. The scripture says, at his right hand is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. That is why when you know somebody or see someone who is very intimate with the Holy Ghost, who is very intimate with the Word of God, you will notice that they do not need to be in companies of people to be happy. Their joy comes from the inside. My prayer is that you also, you will be glad and rejoice in the Lord, and you will sing praises to the name of the Most High. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.